cream. Nobody? Okay, no cream.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Guys, we've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A lot of pressure. You gotta rise above it. Mm-hmm. You gotta harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Hey, guys. Whoa, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HT2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. As we are every day. Happy Friday to you. It's going to be a beautiful Friday.
One of the best tweets I've seen. ABC News yesterday, when Cardinal Robert Prevost was in the first grade, his neighbor told him he'd be the first American Pope. His brother told the news. In first grade. Somebody quote tweeted that and said, his neighbor, LeBron James. I saw it coming.
I saw this coming. I mean, who didn't see this coming? How could we not see this? First grade? What were you guys doing in first grade? I was eating my boogers. I was not preparing to be the Pope.
Oh, were you a booger eater?
I don't think I was. It's just the analogy you use for a first grader. I don't remember much about being a first grader.
I remember bits and pieces. Do you remember your first grade teacher's name?
I do not remember. I remember kindergarten. I remember third grade, and I remember fifth grade. I do not remember first grade.
I wonder why those grades and not the others.
They were more memorable teachers. My fifth grade teacher, Mr. Ball, I'll never forget because he was super into sports. And that was the, like, hey, I got a teacher that's a
so
guy.
So was mine. Mine was
all
a big
my
Duck
other
fan.
Teachers were
yeah,
females.
Jerry
he
Landreth.
Was first guy, yep. And he was into sport. He played, yep. Like, you know, basketball with us at recess.
His
always remember.
His room was decked out in, like, and I give him credit for this. He was an Oregon fan. Before it was, you know,
yeah.
Sexy and fun to be the Oregon fan.
Wasn't quite as trendy back in the day as it is right now. Yeah, it's funny the little things you remember, but I don't remember a lot about being a first grader.
I remember being in first grade and seeing one of the kids in my class eat their boogers. And, like, even at first grade at that age, I remember just feeling like an 88-year-old of, like, oh, what is wrong with you?
That's what you do, kid. That's your thing.
Never once was ever curious.
never tried one. Never wanted to
get
taste it.
Get that thing out of here.
How do you know? You're going Swigart mayonnaise with me. Maybe it tastes good. Maybe there's a nice, salty, delightfulness.
A pimento and booger sandwich.
A pimento booger sandwich. Don't judge until you try it. Oh, give it an attempt one time. See what the flavor looks like.
Comes out your body. You shouldn't be eating it.
One of the things I love doing on this show, whenever we get the opportunity to do so, is calling out horrible owners because they are bad for sports and they should be forced out. And we got another example of it yesterday. Did you see what the Pittsburgh Pirates did yesterday?
You know, this is going to fly right under the radar of people not talking about it, but I did see this and I chuckled and laughed and went, what was your expectation? You did nothing.
The Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday fired their manager. Derek Shelton is his name. I believe he's been there for 5 years. He's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Their owner, Bob Nutting, came out with a quote, said, Derek's a good man, did a lot for the Pirates and for Pittsburgh, but it was time for a change. The first quarter of the season has been frustrating and painful for all of us. We have to do better. I know that. Ben knows that. Our coaches know that. Our players know that. There is a lot of baseball left to be played. We need to act with a sense of urgency and take the steps necessary to fix this now to get back on track as a team and an organization.
The general manager also said, this is more my fault. Yet he didn't get fired.
The largest free agent signing in his era as owner has been for, and maybe for the history of the franchise, has been for Francisco Liriano, who in November of 2014 signed a 3-year, $39 million contract. This is an owner who just threw a manager under the bus after doing nothing to help him win in the offseason and pretending as if this will fix things going forward. I don't know why I despise these people so much, probably because it's the dream to own a team. But whenever I see somebody operate and act this way that gets the benefit of owning a franchise, it just makes my blood boil.
Well, it's because he's based. And look, I'm not saying Derek Shelton didn't make bad decisions, I guess, as the manager.
Sure, he wasn't perfect. Nobody's perfect. The issue in Pittsburgh's not the manager.
Where are they at in payroll?
Oh, let's look that up.
You know what I mean?
Bottom five, I believe.
It got to be
bottom. It has to be.
So I just, again, I don't know if Derek Shelton was good. outside of some Skeens stuff, I don't see Pirates very often. I don't think anybody in America does.
Skeens is all you got in a random interview with Andrew McCutcheon because he's entertaining.
Yeah, right. So, like, a guy falls off a wall, security guard whips a guy with his belt. Other than that, you don't really talk about the Pirates. I don't know. I don't know what the expectation is supposed to be in Pittsburgh.
Their active payroll is $75 million this year.
It's like two players on the Phillies making that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Shohei Ohtani's yearly deferred money. The teams with a lesser payroll than them are the Colorado Rockies. What is Colorado Rockies? The Washington Nationals. The Cleveland Guardians. That surprises me. I figured they'd be a little bit higher on the list. The A's, no surprise. The Rays, no surprise. The Marlins and the White Sox are dead last in Major League Baseball.
Bottom-feeding teams.
Those are all bottom-feeding teams who have no expectations
except
to
Cleveland.
Win.
Cleveland's kind of the exception, I guess, to that rule. But largely, the rest of those teams, they're bottom-feeders. And so, like, bottom-feeders going to complain about what they're eating?
They are 12-26 this year and just fired their manager. I think I saw a graphic yesterday that said in the last, like, 4 years, the Milwaukee Brewers have spent $200 million more in payroll than the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Milwaukee Brewers are not a big market, rich, high-spending club, but they're a divisional team who has had a lot of regular season success and playoff appearances that has largely finished ahead of you, and that's the primary reason why. They attempt to pay and to win.
You can't be 38 games into the season, fire your manager, and tell me you believed in him.
No, they're a minus 57 on the year. It's
like, why did you even bring him back?
It's so stupid. I did one other quick baseball note, and then we'll get to the rest of the NBA slate this weekend.
Too many teams we don't ever talk about because of how poorly run they are.
They just have bad owners, and they're never, I mean, that is the Pirates will always be the Pirates. Explain to me how the Pirates ever change. As long as Bob Nutting owns them.
I don't know anybody who's a Pirates fan.
At least in the NBA, like, you can tank for long enough.
How do you stick with that team? What are you holding on to?
At least in the NBA, if you're bad enough, you get the number one. Like, you can land a LeBron James. Now, he's eventually going to leave in free agency, probably, but you give him a super. Like, it's all kind of structured in there. In baseball, it just, there's no hope ever for the Pirates because they will never spend what it takes to win. Even the years of losing and tanking has not resulted in that many star players. And when you do get a random star, a.k.a. Garrett Cole, you trade him the second you got to pay him.
I'm surprised the Rooneys never dabbled in buying that franchise.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have them. I know they got their issues at quarterback, but I'd rather have them as an owner than Bob Nutting.
You need some stabilizing leadership right now, and they just don't really seem to have it.
Is this something that we want to shame or applaud? I'm going to ask that question. This happened yesterday. You know me, college baseball dirt, following it closely, day in and day out, glued to it, glued to the action. The Washington Huskies, I did not realize, are a bubble team. They're labeled as a bubble team for...
I think they're just below you guys in the standings.
Right there in the Big Ten standings, right, for the regional play. They're in the cusp of making a bubble. Yesterday, this happened yesterday, they were playing Warner Pacific at home.
They didn't do it again, did they?
Well, here's the question. Is this good? Do we applaud this or do we shame this?
Did they quit?
Warner Pacific on the season is 11-33. Yeah. At the NAIA level, 11-33. Okay, we're following along here. Mm-hmm. They are not even in whatever conference Warner Pacific is in. They're not even in their conference tournament. That's how bad they are. The Huskies were trailing 5-4 after six innings. Do you know what happened at their baseball stadium?
Rain delay.
No.
Power went out?
The lights went out. Rest of the game. Oh, can't finish it. Cancel the game. No finish. No.
They lost to
play.
Pacific.
They lost to
Warner Pacific.
No.
They're playing Warner Pacific right. Last night.
Did they lose to?
Pacific Lutheran, I think.
PLU.
Yeah,
PLU.
Thank you.
So did we give this a
somebody hit a switch?
They definitely did. The power doesn't randomly go out. Their bubble lives are on the line. They're losing in the sixth inning to Warner Pacific, and the power goes out of the stadium. Do we applaud the effort, or are we shaming
them?
Well,
I need a Husky fan to get in and be like, yo, actually, guys, fourth time it's happened, it's actually becoming annoying.
It's actually a bit of a grid issue in Seattle
and
right now.
If that's
now.
The case, I will say, all right. But if this has not happened all year, very, very convenient.
You go look on their schedule on their website. It says play suspended, and it's not. There wasn't enough. I think you have to get through the seventh or whatever for it to count. This happened in an SEC game earlier this year.
Oh, they were killing the clock because there's a time limit.
On
right,
the last day of a series, you can't have an inning that starts after a certain time.
4:30 p.m.
And so one of the teams had a lead and essentially was like just standing on the mound. Yeah. Let's do another mound visit. They were just kidding. The other coach was screaming, like, what? And they were losing in the game, just wild. I got to be honest with you. You know how I feel about the Huskies. It's very well known. This is brilliant. This is brilliant. This is the equivalent of the Jason Kidd spill my drink, which gets mocked, but it's a brilliant move.
I don't have a timeout. I need a timeout. What do I do?
I need a timeout. How do I get a timeout? Bump into me. That was one of the all-time brilliant coaching moves. I got to tip my cap on this one.
I also wonder, like, oh, lights went out. Who did it?
Fuck off! Oh, that's Chad Fish! Damn it, Chad!
Play the Stone Cold music, Jed Fish running out, cutting power.
I'm sure the Huskies will.
Are they
going
to reschedule this game, or is it over?
I mean, there's like, I think it's Big Ten tournament time, is it not?
They have one more series next week. So
they play Oregon next week.
No, the Huskies play the Ducks this weekend in Eugene.
Or this weekend.
And then.
Baseball don't knew that.
The Ducks need to basically sweep this series so they have a chance then if they go to Iowa to finish the season. I was in first place in the Big Ten baseball standings.
And we're in the top five, bitch.
And so the Ducks, but the Ducks need to sweep the Huskies.
The Ducks got butts?
The Ducks butt?
It's fluffy.
It's a fluffy butt.
Is that a Ducks with a comma butt?
Ducks.
Ducks.
Comma.
The Ducks butt.
But.
They need to sweep the Huskies so they have a chance to beat the Hawkeyes and win the Big Ten regular season.
Ah, do we need a Big Ten regular season? Like, does that do anything for them?
Gets them the one seed in the tournament.
Okay. Like, I'm turning from, like, hosting. Like, they're pretty set on hosting a regional, I'd imagine.
I don't know.
Being ranked in the top five? Does that not count
for
anything?
I don't know how much bias for the SEC and Big 12 exist in the selection committee room.
Well, we had a four-game sweep over powerhouse Oregon State.
No.
You don't know? The bias for the SEC.
I know there's bias. I don't know how deep it goes. So you have 16 regional sites that will be hosted.
Is it not based off of rankings?
Well, that's the problem. There's 57 different polls and rankings in college baseball.
Okay. How many of them have Oregon outside of the top 10?
Enough.
Really?
Yeah, like Baseball America. I don't know what the RPI is either. The RPI is what they use.
What if it was Cam Cleland that cut the lights?
Great.
Marcus Tuiasosopo.
Who is the Husky legend that cut the lights?
He's just
out?
Got I got these
at the
big,
baseball stadium.
Like, yard shears that he would use for hedges. He's just trying to get
it. Had to have
power
been Softy,
court.
Right? Softy walking Zane around.
You're gonna break that microphone. And you keep doing that as we get older, you're going to die live on air of a heart attack becoming Softy.
It's not healthy to be Softy.
No, it's not healthy. Not when you're not Softy.
It's not healthy to
only
be Softy.
Only Softy can get by being Softy healthy-wise.
Yeah, I got. Look, I'm tipping the cap, man. It's a brilliant move. The game doesn't count. It's not a loss.
Yeah,
you're on the bubble.
The Bees just canceled their game with Portland, they said. We just got back from Hawaii.
They just canceled the game? Like, sorry.
We're not playing on Wednesday.
Yeah, what the hell? What
Napoleon Kaufman.
Ooh, there's a good one. I like that.
Who's the funniest possible one
who
to cut the light?
Tim Lincecum still around
shrimp
up there?
Detlef Schrempf.
Kelsey Plum. Huskies killed the lights.
What are you
lights
doing, Kelsey? Nothing, nothing.
We're just walking. Why do you have scissors in your hand, Kelsey? What's going on?
I was
going
to cut my hair.
I needed a haircut, all right? Let's get to the rest of the NBA playoffs, which continue tonight. How do we feel about, does anybody have a feeling OKC Denver? Does anybody got a feeling on that
one?
Oh,
I got a feel.
You got a feel on that one? Okay.
I got a big feel.
What's Sprague's feeling on that one? We'll find out next. Also, is Cleveland going to fall? Cleveland! Are you down 0-3? That's next on the Fam. Well, we got conflicting reports out of Chapel Hill. Things are going wonderful for North Carolina. We talked earlier, Pablo Torre reporting that Jordan Hudson, the girlfriend of Bill Belichick, had been banned from the facility. Our sales guru, Johnny Ludwig, sent me an email this morning. Said, I turned on the app. First thing I heard was, you want to bang a 24-year-old? Okay. First words on the app, which is part of that segment. Out of context, Johnny. Out of context, Johnny Ludes. And North Carolina is now pushing back on that, saying, well, she's not an employee at the University of North Carolina Athletics. She is welcome at all Carolina football facilities.
Yeah, Tarja's Illustrated came out and said this report's not true. And then Carolina themselves said she's welcome anywhere. I don't know what you do here.
So you didn't take the power back, or are you just trying to avoid a PR thing where she actually was banned, but she's not? You don't want it to be public that she was banned?
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah.
I think you don't want it to
be public.
How
did this
public.
Leak? Who leaked this information?
Right. We got to find the leakers.
You got to find the leakers, man. Leakers are no good. Somebody asking, where did this go? Fan text line. The question is, who is the psycho Oregon fan who would kill the lights at their stadium?
Oh, there you go. That's a good question.
Would it be Josh Wilcox? That's pretty solid. It's funny that college baseball is at a point where you can
chew that wire. He would just argh. Argh. I need no shears.
It's funny that college baseball is at a point where you can kind of get away with this. Imagine a football team pulling this. Like Will Howard slides with 1 second left and Ohio State gets the timeout off. Kicker's lining up for the game-winning field goal. Boop. Oh, sorry.
I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
No pun intended. This would have been more apt comparison of like fourth quarter losing at home to Montana. Lights are out.
The Boise State game. What happened here? Oh, I didn't see. How'd the lights go out?
We definitely weren't going to lose at home to Montana.
We'll play it again.
Year one for Jimmy Lake.
We'll play it again later. Don't worry about it. Definitely not going to happen. So, yeah, good fun times up in Seattle. Let's get to the rest of the NBA playoffs tonight. We asked the question earlier, and I answered the question earlier. I don't think Boston goes down 3-0. I just have a hard time seeing it take place. Famous last words.
I think for your point, like everybody is with you. I don't think people are disagreeing.
No, it's not a unique opinion.
I do think you should give, I think we collectively, because I am also feeling how you feel, we should be looking at this mental toughness of this Knicks team and applying it to the logic of there is a possibility this happens and come Monday we're like, are they about to get swept?
It'd be so wild if they got swept in the second round of the playoffs.
It would be one of the crazier playoff results in that sport in some time.
It would be shocking. That level of confidence I have in Boston does not reside on the sideline of the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight.
Well, the line keeps going up for Cleveland, which indicates to me
they're getting indicators
some
people are
of these guys are going to play. I don't know. So they all participated in, they had practice or a shoot around yesterday, but Coach Atkinson admitted it was a walkthrough. We didn't do anything. So
Hunter's dealing with a finger thing.
Hunter's got a spray. He dislocated his thumb.
And Mobley's got like a tweaked ankle. I don't know if it's an official sprain, but it's a tweaked ankle that hurt him enough to not play.
And what's the status on Donovan Mitchell, too? He got banged up at the end of that game when he got crunched on that putback dunk.
I know he's going to play.
He's
not on the list. It's a calf strain is what it's being reported. So,
I mean, this is such an opportunity for Indy. End this thing tonight, man.
You got to capitalize while they're banged up.
You got to end this thing. Cleveland's not coming back from 3-0. LeBron ain't walking through that door. Like, end this and put yourself in back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals. That might be as close as Indy gets to a championship. Yep. Hang that banner.
Yeah, they've done that a lot.
East Finals.
Reggie Miller was a king of getting to the conference finals or winning a
couple
of playoff
series. How many times did they get to the conference finals in the Reggie era?
I know
they got there because they went to the finals in 2001. Or the 2000-2001 finals.
That was it? Oh, to the conference finals?
To the conference finals.
Three or four times, I want to say.
They lost to MJ in the game seven. I'll never forget that series.
So, let's see. First round loss. Conference finals in 94. Lost to the Knicks in seven.
Yes, okay.
Conference finals to the Magic again in 95.
Wow.
Lost in seven back-to-back years in game seven, 94-95.
Wow.
Got back to the conference finals in 98, lost in game seven to the Bulls.
Remember, that was the Reggie push-off Jordan shot. And then Jordan almost had a half-court buzzer beater.
He almost did. Games, they got back to the conference finals in 99, lost in six games to the Knicks.
And then won the conference finals against the Knicks
before losing to the Lakers.
So five times in the Reggie. And then got back in
2004. He was still
the
there.
Pistons.
And lost to the Pistons in six games.
Yeah. Dude, six times? God, that's impressive. Dude, you could actually put them in the Bills category.
That is the Bills category.
I mean, that's really a lot. That's impressive.
We just don't talk about the Pacers because it's the NBA and it's the Indiana Pacers. But also,
I think it's seven. I think by my count, it's seven conference finals
seven?
Appearances.
Okay. All right. I guess I was keeping track.
And they won one of them and lost three of them in game seven. That's pretty brutal.
Where would you feel confidence meter-wise? I know we're getting way ahead of it. If it was Indiana, New York. Are you going New York because they beat Boston, or do you go Indiana because
I think Indiana's a bad matchup for New York.
I know they beat them last year, but
Yeah, I don't have. Yeah, that leads me to my next question.
It's a fight for tempo at that point. The Knicks can't if they let the Pacers control tempo. they're hooped. They can't score that much.
What's our feeling on OKC Denver?
I like OKC tonight.
In Denver, they're a 5.5-point favorite tonight.
I lay that point.
Yeah, I don't blame it for that at all.
I think OKC, what they did in game two, and I know many thought they would win, but that wasn't just responding impressively. That was, oh no, can of whoop ass.
It was resounding. I mean, I didn't watch a second of the game. It was that bad.
And like, we'll see. Hold this for Monday. We give all kinds of takes on Fridays that don't always age well for the weekend.
I got my Celtics take. Give your Thunder take.
They shouldn't have lost game one.
They shouldn't have lost.
They should be up 2-0 going back to Denver, and I think we feel much differently about game three. Now they lost it, so to Denver's credit, but I think I'm going to take OKC. I feel good about OKC.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned how much I like the favorites. Little concerned how much I like all of them this weekend. I think Cleveland gets a game. Let's spring line. How about that? Let's get our parlay going. I didn't do the Friday parlay of the day yesterday because I thought to myself, I keep losing these and I only feel confident about one game. So I just hammered the Warriors or the T-Wolves, excuse me. And that was it. So let's cook something up for the weekend.
The best possible scenario is Denver wins and Boston wins. Because you're going to come back on Monday for the Boston series saying, uh-oh,
yes.
Or the Knicks going to be able to win a game at home.
Yeah, because that won't be till Monday.
And on the other side, you're going to go, well, there's Jokic. Uh-oh, OKC. Are they really in for a seven-gamer?
Are they really in trouble? Let's pick some games to gamble on. We'll do it coming up next.
Spring of the line.
Get a couple of quick sponsors in your Spring Line brought to you by Mike Tirico's Nut Allergy. Sprague does a better job avoiding winds than Tirico does avoiding nuts.
Damn right I do.
Spring Line brought to you by the Fan Studios. If you guys are starting to take the show under the side of a mountain, Colin Cowherd will show up and cut the power and save you from disaster. There you go. Let me ask you this. So I'm going to start with a simple question to begin Spraying the Line today.
You bet.
You got a lot to choose from because you got tonight, you got tomorrow, you got Sunday. You got 3 days. What bet do we like the most this weekend? What bet are you most confident in hitting this weekend? Because for me, it would be Celtics tomorrow in the Garden, -5.5.
That's your favorite bet?
That would be my favorite bet of the weekend.
God, that's a tough question. It's got to be Pacers +4.5 at home, doesn't
it? Is it? That's the one you go with. Not knowing the injury.
I don't know.
That line keeps going up. That's why it's fascinating.
So that tells me Mobley's
coming. I'm surprised
back.
You're not going Thunder, to be honest with you.
The way they won game two
and ran away from it, the way Denver has had. I mean, look, Denver won their first round series. Let's not sit here and act like they didn't have a game where they laid a couple of eggs against the Clippers. They got killed in game three. Like,
I just think their defense sucks. I don't know what game Russell Westbrook is going to have a bad Russ game.
Yeah, it's a question of, do you get a dominant Jokic or do you get performances from 3 or 4 role guys? And if you don't get one of those two things, they're going to lose by 20.
Yeah.
Because OKC's clearly the better team, and we all know they're the better team.
Right. So, you know what? Yeah, to my last segment, I said I really like the Thunder. I'll take that one. I also do like the Pacers. I just think the line's moving because of Mobley.
It is.
That has to be what's making that move. Garland, I mean, unless somebody comes out with intel after the show, which is, you know, prime Dirt and Sprague territory.
905, Garland's playing.
It doesn't sound like he's going to play, but that was me checking yesterday by all the reports of the pain that he's in with that toe.
Okay.
So if it's just Mobley, I like Mobley a lot, but I'll take the Pacers at home as a dog.
Take the Pacers with the points at home. All right. Swag, what's your favorite bet of the weekend?
Oilers on the puck line at home. Getting +185
tomorrow. It off the Golden Knights.
Tomorrow,
huh?
The Oilers are a wagon right now, man. They've won 6 games in a row. One again in overtime.
I think the Knights are leaving Aiden Hill out to dry a little too much, and he's going to hear it from the Edmonton crowd.
Is he?
Tarps off.
Yeah.
There's a thing too about what Dallas is doing that I really like them on the money line tonight.
Does home ice bother goalies? When you're on the road, does that do a thing to goalies?
You can get in your kitchen a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, like a starting pitcher on the road. Not everybody, not always. But
figure with the helmet, you can't really hear
what they're
doing.
You can hear it. You can hear it.
That's a big barn.
They'll start chanting your name, and you give up an early goal. It's, you know, they're in your kitchen. Now, some guys respond to it. You know, never know. It's like a quarterback or a starting pitcher on the road. Some guys are built for it. Some guys aren't. Dallas taking a 2-0 series lead. I like the money line there. The way that they're playing, Winnipeg's been questionable the entire postseason so far. Even when they win, it's an uncomfortable win, and they probably shouldn't win.
My Avs neighbor thinks the Stars are winning it.
I mean, they're...
He's like, I was afraid that they were going to beat us in the in that last round. I think they're going to win it. And I was like, ah, I'm pulling for the Maple Leafs. And then he kind of went anti-Canada on me. Which
he gave me an anti-Canada stance, huh?
Keep the cup in America.
Until they're the 51st state, he's anti-Canada?
I'm not saying
and
that.
Went that slant just, on you?
He liked having the cup
I'm
in America.
I'm starting to feel Edmonton-Toronto, and if that is your Stanley Cup final, it will break every television record in Canadian
every
television
Every Canadian television will be watching
history.
It at one time.
Maybe
no
that's how
that.
We make them become the 51st state is they internally combust from that matchup.
From that Stanley Cup final.
Well, if we want to invade, just go win game one of the Stanley Cup final.
Nobody will see it coming.
Nobody's paying attention to anything else up in that country.
Did you see the Oval Office between Canada and Trump? And I forgot what he said, but Canada's leader was like, we're never going to be a state. He just outright said it.
It's Trump time.
Trump just smiles and goes, never say never.
Never say never.
Why are you smiling saying that?
Some things are not for sale, like the White House or a country. My parlay of the weekend, I have identified Boston as my favorite bet. I don't like doing this. I made some money the other night as Dog Johnson. Dog Johnson shows up from time to time, and Dog Johnson can be impactful. I'm going anti-Dog Johnson this weekend. Four-game
really?
NBA playoff.
Favorites.
Favorite parlay.
Oh, no.
I hate doing it. They're all six points. I like the lines on all of them.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
I think the Cavs win tonight. I think Mobley's going to be back. They're healthy.
Big Wood's still in here?
The Big Wood is still in here. Mm. I mean, really, we're going -4. It's kind of a medium wood. It's not really a large wood. Let's say average, okay? There's nothing wrong with an average wood.
It's chicken.
I like the Cavs 4.5 tonight. I'm with you on the Thunder tonight. I think the Nuggets can get one of these games in Denver.
For sure.
But I just the way OKC played in game two, and Denver has been known to lay some clunkers, so I think OKC wins tonight. You know how I feel about the Celtics tomorrow. And then Golden State's toast, dude. Without Steph, they suck. They can't do anything offensively. It's over. What is that? Is that supposed to be a life alert thing?
Yeah, it's flatlining.
Oh, flatlining? Yeah. Flatline
the Golden State. We still got the heart rate monitor.
Flatline the Golden State Warriors.
From them not tanking.
They're terrible.
We'll have to play that Monday when we get the 11th pick in the draft. Remember that game in January where they were down 20, but they didn't sit their starters?
Yeah, you're going to need that on Monday when this all goes to S. But that is my parlay. That's my parlay of the weekend. It's about plus 1,200 odds, so that's where I'm looking for this weekend.
I'm going to hammer my Bravos to beat up on those awful Pirates today.
You're not going fired manager bump? Is that a thing in baseball?
I don't know. You'd have to tell me that.
Caleb Canales game?
My team doesn't react the way that these poor franchises do, where they just fire people for no reason. Sorry, I'm not familiar with that life.
Good stuff.
What about the Mariners? We still gambling on the M's to keep it red hot and rolling?
I'm not gambling on much baseball right now. I got to be honest with you, Bob.
Let's see. Who do they have?
A lot of my money's going to the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
That's just kind of where my eyes are
at
right
now. They
got
the Blue Jays this weekend.
Can the Maple Leafs take a 3-0 series lead in Miami
tonight?
They'll
be playing road games
in Seattle.
Yeah.
Because it's the Maple Leafs. Are they really going to do this? Are they really going to go up 3-0 against the defending champs?
Let's wait for them to go up 3-0 before we say, are they really going to do this?
I mean, yeah, that's true, because then they're going to lose the next two games and be like, oh my God, are they going to blow this series? I mean, that'd be pretty wild, them taking the champs to 3-0. I mean, that's kind of the equivalent of the Knicks being up 3-0 against the Celtics.
How many home runs will Aaron Judge hit in Sacramento this week?
It's Sacramento. God,
Yankees playing in a AAA ballpark is hilarious. How many Yankee fans are going to be there from the Sacramento area?
I saw Otani's finally waking up. He's on a streak right now.
Overrated.
He's on a streak, but
are you watching the Dodgers?
2/3 of their pitching staff's on the injury list.
We got to focus on the negative.
The poor first place Dodgers.
It's 9 days into the month. Otani has four homers.
Our pitching's not perfect.
We're only 25-13.
We're first place in our division.
We only have the best record in the National League.
They got shut down by former Hop Brandon Pfaat last night.
Man, that's tough for you. How will you ever recover?
Poor Dodgers.
Maybe you should fire your manager, hire Derek Shelton.
Maybe you should. It could be better than Dave Roberts.
Otani's just on fire. Yeah, well, our pitching isn't very good.
Have you seen our bullpen?
God, you're so pessimistic.
Get a $1 billion payroll.
Just make a mayo sandwich and enjoy.
Yeah, there you go. There's your spring in the line every Friday at 8:30. Always enjoyable. I got my bets in, got my picks in, ready to roll, ready to fire. See what we do. Let's wrap it up. Send in your Wayne of Friday next on The Fam. There you go. Fist bumping your Wayne of the weekend every single Friday.
We buried the lead.
What do we got cooked up for the moms this weekend?
I was going to say, we haven't talked at all about what Mother's Day will be.
Mother's Day weekend. What do we got? What we got is, anything special going on?
How much time do you guys carve out between the home road splits here of old mom who raised little us?
Yes, your mom or your wife.
New mommy.
Yeah. Mommy.
Bad mommy. I mean, how much... Do you guys split that time? Two different mommies, two different things. You know what I mean?
Fuck two and spit on that thing.
We can only hope.
That's Father's Day.
That's Father's Day. Thinking wrong holiday here. Wrong holiday.
Well, I shouldn't be saying some of this
bad
stuff.
Bad mommy.
It's the creepiest thing you've ever done on
this
show.
That was pretty creepy.
There's gifts you can give your mommy that she would enjoy.
Just make sure it's going to the right one.
Oh, yeah, I would hope so.
Don't put it in the wrong bag.
Anyways, to the original question, how much time do you...
It's not an easy one to bifurcate.
How do you split this?
Not an easy bifurcation process.
Well, what's... Okay, so I'll give you my percentage, because I'm going to go see my mom today.
Yes.
Because I got a basketball tournament Saturday.
Yeah, you got to see your mom at some point on Mother's Day weekend.
Bad mommy's getting all my attention.
Happy mommy's getting Sunday.
Are your daughters old enough to... take the reins for bad mommy?
Well, that's not their... That's not what they would call
She's
her.
She's not their bad mommy.
They're going to have maybe a bad daddy. That's in the future. But, no.
We just like to be around naked people together.
They probably did something at school. Okay. I would imagine some, like, macaroni noodle thing that my wife's going to throw away in a week.
Spicy.
So it's kind of, you know, I got gifts. One of the gifts I was told would be ready for me to pick up. I haven't gotten an email yet. It's Friday.
Uh-oh.
The other gift is something that I can get today. But, you know, I'm going to go see my mom for about an hour. That's kind of it.
That's kind of it. Just stop. Pop in. How you doing? Nothing.
No, it's literally, I'm leaving the show and I'm going over there and I'm doing a drop off, a pop in. See you later.
I have stopped trying to surprise the wife with things and done more of a, what do you want to do?
That's great.
It's like, your, just you tell me day. What you want to do.
What
it's
do
your
you
weekend.
Do? Yeah.
Because I said, hey, if you want to do something, me and Teddy, and we'll go to, you know, fun activity. You want to go somewhere? You want to spend, like, that's totally. Do you want to do something on your own? Do you want me to just watch kids?
Because you want to go to the spa for a day.
Father's Day, you want to golf?
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to do on Father's Day. I might
golf
play 36.
And watch the U.S. Open final round.
That's all I'm going to do. And so she said, how about a combination of both? So I got the wife a massage for tomorrow.
There you go.
So she's going to go get a massage in the middle of the afternoon. A little
Andrew Johnson massage or like
a legitimate massage. Okay, a little bit, legitimate masseuse from a masseuse that she's worked with and likes. And so it's like, hey, here you go. Here's your time away. I'll watch the little guy. That's you have good. Your little breather. And then on Sunday, we'll figure out what the hell we're going to do.
I've given up on, like, I am doing surprise, but it's not like outlandish surprise. It's pretty basic. Like, I know these are, you can't miss.
Yeah.
When you try to go big surprise, it I'm always, already a bad gift giver in general.
I flop every time.
Same.
I can't do it.
Well, my theory is men, and this could apply for women too, but I think a lot of guys are similar to us in this way. There's not a lot of good gift givers.
No.
Because a lot of our significant others, they shop online.
So they buy whatever they want whenever they need it. Yeah.
You ain't finding anything.
No, I'm not doing anything that's going to wow you. Well, I mean, I would guess like there's a 40% rate of gifts that I have gotten that have never been utilized or implemented in any way.
Yeah, that means it's not good.
Got you this thing. It's kind of saw it at a store, thought you'd like it. And then it's like, you know, when you go through the process of moving or whatever, you're like, oh, that's still in the box. I never wore that. Did you? All right.
I got to work on Sunday. So taking mom on Monday after the show to play 9 holes of golf and take mom out to lunch.
Hey,
mom's a golf? Well, she is from Lake Oswego.
Yeah, she likes
she
to
is.
Play
yeah,
golf.
Not, yeah. Would she yell at me if I was in the lake? Would she holler at me?
Nah.
Get out of the lake?
Nah.
You don't belong in there.
Now, what are you doing with bad mommy?
Well, that's... Nah. Well... Remember, current Mrs. Swag is not...
Oh, you're right. Bad stepmom. Even
bad
better.
Bad stepmom.
Yes.
Even better for the category.
Even a better fantasy.
That's a higher hit rate on some websites. Bad stepmommy.
That's the number one search topic on a lot of websites.
So we'll see what she would like.
Okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot on that one. I'm
no,
sorry.
You know, yeah. Sure. So shout out to all the bad mommies out there this weekend. I hope you get
all of them are bad mommies.
All of them are bad mamas. Yeah, they're real, all bad mamma jammas. So hopefully you have a
pat him in the fanny.
Hopefully you have a great weekend. Enjoy your Mother's Days all around. Hey, look, we wouldn't be here without the moms, man. Gotta have the moms. Celebrate the moms this weekend. This took a weird turn. I'm not going to lie. Very weird turn.
Well, he took it to a weird place.
He did. Well,
I don't know why he did that.
You kind of started going in that weird direction.
What
and
do you
then
mean?
You know, you tried to throw him an alley-oop for an even weirder direction, and then you forgot the whole landscape of his mom situation. You know.
What do you mean I forgot?
Stepmom.
I didn't forget the landscape.
I mean, the mom is not the mom. He's not with the mom,
well, okay,
so she's not his bad mommy anymore.
Where
so
I don't know is I don't know the internal dealings of those situations. So, like, I don't know how his kid and ladies, I don't know how it quite operates. I'm assuming the stepmom. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know the dynamic. What do you want from me? Am I going to get in trouble for this?
No, you're not going to get in trouble for this. RJ says my phone. My mom gets a phone call. Yep. Mother's Day becomes all about the wife who is actively.
It has to.
Momming.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
Yes.
The current momming duties. Yeah, I think that's, you know, the older your kids get to, it is nice, I'm sure, when they're a little bit older and they can do little things kind of on their own. Like, you know, take some of the, hey, it's your Mother's Day, it's your mom, you do something special.
No, I think the guy, I think you're always in.
Is like, there, what's the age breakup there of like when it becomes more on the kids and less on me?
No, it's always on
It's me. Always on
the
me.
The rest of your life, it's on you.
I got to do something for her for Mother's Day?
She birthed Teddy Ballgame.
And she's not my mom.
Yeah, but like 40 years from now, you won't have a mom. She's mommy.
Kids are out of the house. You still celebrate Mother's Day?
Yeah, you celebrate your
with
wife.
With your significant other?
Dude, please.
Why is there not a Wife's Day? Can we celebrate Wife's Day?
It's Mother's Day. It's anniversary. Birthday. You have 3 days to care about on the calendar year.
He said, I get my wife a car wash pass for 6 months. She loves it. Best gift ever. Hey, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes to get that bad mommy to come out.
Little rugrats are messy.
Is it like one of those big checks you bring the cardboard home from Costco?
I got it again, babe.
Six washes.
Well, enjoy the mommies this weekend. That'll do it for us. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan. Bye.